The 130th running of the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow at Churchill Downs in Louisville. 18 horses are expected on the track. But the bigger story this week was a lawsuit filed by 5 jockeys seeking to wear advertisements on their traditional racing silks. Joining us now, as he does most Fridays, is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, can you explain the controversy here?
Well, the jockeys sued Kentucky's Horse Racing Authority for the right to wear sponsorship or promotional patches on their silks. A federal court judge issued a temporary injunction on Thursday, allowing the go-ahead for them to wear the ads during the race. This grew out of something that happened at last year's Kentucky Derby, where 14 jockeys wore patches promoting their organization, the Jockeys Guild, and a lawsuit from that case is still pending.
So what can we expect to see tomorrow?
Well, it depends on whether marketers will be able to cut deals in time to get some sponsorships and get the patches actually sewn on to the jockey silks.
But you could see feeling they'll make that deadline.
Yeah, they'll rush. You might see some corporate sponsorships on turtlenecks and on the right pants leg, because that would offer maximum exposure on NBC, which is broadcasting the race, because that's the side, of course, facing the cameras. Churchill Downs gave the jockeys a list of 36 companies that are official sponsors of the track or the Derby, and said that the jockeys couldn't have any ads on their silks from competitors. They also said no sponsors that the track would decide are offensive, and no gambling companies either.
Now, horse racing is a sport that is steeped in tradition. Does having ads on jockeys taint that in some way? Was this a concern of the Derby organizers?
Well, that's the argument, the commercialism over the traditional. But Churchill Downs already has those 36 sponsors, and this kind of advertising hasn't really hurt NASCAR, for instance, which is plastered with them. In fact, I think it's helped auto racing in the last decade enormously. And the truth is that horse racing could really use an injection of corporate cash and some attention, the kind of attention that it'll offer. Whether companies are interested, whether the sport's higher income viewers and fans respond to the ads, well, we'll see. But jockeys make very, very little money unless they finish first, second, or third in a race. In this case, there could be as much as $30,000 estimated for jockeys for an ad, and that's a fraction of the value, of course, of the potential TV time for a sponsor.
Now, a bit of perspective here. Placing ads on sports uniforms is really only unusual in this country.
Right. I mean, if you look at European football, soccer, they're right on the front of the jerseys. In America, the only professional sports league with ads is Major League Soccer. You're seeing an increasing number of ads, though, in golf and in tennis, and I think we're going to start seeing this more and more in professional sports. We're used to seeing ads all over arenas and stadiums. We're just not accustomed to seeing them on the players' uniforms.
Stefan, what about the race? Is there a horse out there that's poised to take the Triple Crown?
Well, no horse has won the Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes since 1978, when a firm did it. There's no clear favorite this year. It's viewed as pretty wide open. Having said that, there's a horse called Smarty Jones that's undefeated coming into the Derby.
I love those names.
He's won all 6 of his races. The last undefeated horse to win the Derby was Seattle Slough in 1977. Some other names to watch tomorrow: Tap It, The Cliff's Edge, Lionheart, and Read the Footnotes.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for The Wall Street Journal.